Coach's Insight continues. Now have an opportunity to speak with McLouth head football coach Gary Freeman. It is sponsored by Country Harvest Apple Market. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. 66-0 loss last Friday against the number one team in Class 2A, Rossville. You know, two games into the season, where's the progression or where do you see your team now maybe compared to that start of the season range?
Obviously they say, and has been said, you know, usually the most improvement comes, you know, between week one and week two. That was definitely the case, although it's definitely going to be difficult to recognize when your game two does happen to be Rossville. Regardless of Class 2A, I think obviously they're among the premium teams in the entire state of Kansas. We got better on Friday night. We had some injuries. It was difficult, but, you know, if nothing else, they showed us how hard and how fast we try to get to as far as playing the game. And we made a lot of things better. It's just simply, you know, those things won't be reflected on the scoreboard.
You mentioned the scoreboard. You kind of take that out of the equation, but, you know, this early on, considering the slow start to the season, you know, not being able to play the first couple of games, it is a good measuring stick for you to play teams like this.
Oh, absolutely. It tells us exactly where we need to, or hope to get, I should say. And we've had a discussion with the kids, and that's a long way. We're a long way from where we would hope to get. A smart person wants to, you know, success is a journey, not a destination. So it's just a continuing process. The opportunity to play at Rossville was a great one. I hope I don't have to do it too much in the future, but it certainly did tell us a lot about where we are at and where we would hope to be one day.
You step back into Northeast Kansas League play coming up this week. You get a chance to play Pleasant Ridge. And Pleasant Ridge, a little bit of a surprising team this year so far. They're 3-1. Their lone loss came back in week two against ACCHS. But since then, victories over Moore Hill and Mission Valley last week. When you look at this Pleasant Ridge team, what's a few things that stand out to you about them?
Speed, spread, throwing the ball. They are a solid team. I was actually fortunate enough to be able to watch one of their games, of course, because I was canceled, and they played a hard-fought game against JCN in the very first game of the season. They do look pretty good. They look pretty tough, and they're a solid football team. That's the best I can say is, you know, the best way I can explain it. Just a very solid football team.
What are the expectations, and what are some of the things you just ultimately want to see out of your team this Friday against Pleasant Ridge as you kind of progress through the season?
You know, when we address that, it's more of the same story, different chapter. We want to see kids that are going to play hard, and that's something out of all the things we need to improve upon. That is simply one of the things that we need to get better at, is playing harder and faster and doing it all the time, not taking reps off, not doing things that will not help us and doing what we've been coached to do. So if we can do those things and we can play as hard as we possibly can, you know, I think the kids will be proud to represent themselves, and for these seniors, it's their homecoming. So I think that's all they really want is to hold their heads up high and play as hard as they can every play of the game.
McLouth head football coach Gary Freeman joining us here, brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market. His team gets Pleasant Ridge homecoming on Friday night, a tilt within the Northeast Kansas League. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck this week.
Thanks for having us, as always.